But here's where we're going. It's appointed unto man once to die. After that, to judgment. Here where people get so caught up on dying. Are you in the house? Yeah. You get so caught up on dying. Oh, I might die. A little pain hit them. I might die. I know the devil talked to everybody. Ain't nowhere close to dying. But that's what he's saying. Why? Because he want to maneuver you in a position so he can kill you. But hear what the Lord said to me. It's appointed unto man once to die, but between that appointed time, live. You got it? Stop talking about dying. It's appointed, but in between that appointed time till you get to that appointed time, live. Stop letting the devil interfere with your joy. You're going to die anyway. You got joy to live the life of. Why are you going to be frustrated with life when you can be full of joy? Full of wealth, full of health, full of peace. Walking in love, helping somebody, sharing with someone, teaching someone, encouraging somebody. You over here frustrated about somebody said something.
Come on, preacher.
Got to grow up, my brothers and sisters. Stop being like the other chickens. We have a different flock. And the flock is called the new breed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And so we, when pressure comes, we don't back down. See, we've been called names. I'm not trying to be arrogant by no means, I promise you. But I don't care. I used to be so caught up because I had so many handicaps. And the devil had, and I don't want to talk about it, had me thinking that you never get past that. All those lies he told me, they're in the past and gone. Yeah. I'm still moving on.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So why waste your time and energy thinking about lies that are never, that the enemy is speaking? And God already told you about your present and future and what he has planned for you. He already said, I know the thoughts I think towards you. I know the plans I have for you. Yeah. And you will let somebody else come up with something else. And he had no say-so in your life. Now watch this. I want to show you Paul's conviction and your conviction. I'm in the same group. I'm so persuaded. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tired, you get tired of being intimidated, discriminated against, and it's trying to rule you. You got these people, anyway, boasting themselves like they so much. And when in fact you would follow them around and get to know them, they're hellcats. Full of arrogance. Full of self-pride. Care nothing about you. Come on. But here's God had given us this wonderful news. Birthed us into it. He knew, oh, glory to God. He knew our little finite mind couldn't remember this. And it was going to take a while for some of us to grasp in our spirits. So he wrote it in this book.
Yes, sir.
He broke it down and gave us chapter and verse. Started out with a scroll. But now you can find chapter and verse. You can say verse so-and-so, so-and-so. And you turn over here and say, the reference to that is over here in verse so-and-so. And yet the devil's trying to intimidate you that this is not true. Yeah, but that's what he said. Yeah, but. You just yeah your butt out of here. because God said it, and that settles it. You can't be afraid of pressure, opposition. Matter of fact, let me find it first. Give me Matthew 5 and 2. Let me show you what Jesus said. Matthew 5 and 2. And he opened his mouth and taught them what? Saying. He taught them saying. See, Jesus knew the will of God, and he taught. And these things, we need to embed them into our spirits. Bless. Come on. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is what? What is? See, you get this poor spirit on you. Oh, I'm so poor. I'm so needy. Oh, I can't do nothing. He just told you, you're blessed because the kingdom of heaven is yours. Didn't he say it?
Yes, sir.
Keep going. Blessed are the they that what? You ever mourn about something, over something? For they shall be what? I may be crying today, but that don't mean I'll be crying all my life. You hear me? Because he told me, you're blessed, because when that morning come on you from the devil to rob you of your peace and the joy, God said, I'm going to comfort you. So none of these things move me. Blessed are the meek, for they shall do what? See, the devil got people thinking that this earth belongs to him. He's a liar and a deceiver.
Yes, sir.
He doesn't own anything.
Amen.
The scripture said the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Didn't it say it?
Yes,
sir. Well, now who's right?
God.
So he told me if I'm meek, that means I obey him. I'm not prideful and disobedient and bully and bullheaded and rebellious and all that stuff. A meek person will do what the word says. So he said, this person is blessed, and you inherit the earth. He's not going to destroy this earth as destroyed. He's going to remove the corruption from this earth, and there's going to be peace on earth and good living for all men. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Blessed are they that do what?
Hunger.
And thirst after what?
Righteousness,
for they shall be filled. We lift our hands and say, thank you, Lord.
Thank
I hunger
you.
And I thirst after righteousness, and you fill me with your goodness. Woo.